I guess you're just dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dash, dot, dot. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Good morning. It's 9:03 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Dan Jessup. Family members believe a Utah County soldier missing in action in Afghanistan has been killed. The family of Cody Taus says they were notified by a military representative that their son was standing near an improvised explosive device when it went off, causing a massive blast. The family is in daily contact with the military to find out for sure what Cody's fate is. 43,000 jobs have been added to the Utah economy in a year. The Workforce Services report says 9 of 11 job sectors saw growth. Chief Economist of the Department of Workforce Services, Carrie Main, says growth in one industry hit double figures.
We have some notable growth in the information industry. It grew 10.4%. That's a pretty healthy growth rate. Publishing, motion picture and sound recording, telecommunications, and internet service providers.
Natural resources and government job growth was flat due to changes in the energy industry and because of federal sequestration. The wife of the president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Thomas Monson, has died. Francis Monson passed away yesterday at a Salt Lake hospital. Condolences are coming in to President Monson from throughout the world, remembering Francis as a great woman of faith. The couple was married back in 1948. A mastectomy is one treatment option that leaves those suffering from breast cancer feeling, well, sometimes incomplete. But one Utah medical artist is giving back what's been taken.
It's not the end of your womanhood. Not by any means. It's the new beginning. It's a whole new phase.
Lucinda Kressage found custom DNA and anaplastologist Paul Tanner, who creates prosthetic body parts, helping survivors of breast cancer look and feel normal once again. Coming up on KSL News Radio, some cells of heavy rain. KSL forecast is coming up. KSL News Time, 9:05.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
Now we know that each tumor may have a different genetic makeup.
Several different molecular types of lung cancer have been identified.
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor,
doctors can try to determine what's causing the cancer to grow.
It's a different way of looking at lung cancer.
Because lung cancer can affect anyone.
The young or old.
Smokers or non-smokers,
you or me.
Knowing the molecular profile of my tumor helped determine my treatment options.
Anyone can get lung cancer, and not all lung cancers are the same. Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. Visit lungcancerprofiles.com to learn more. That's lungcancerprofiles.com. A public service of 6 leading lung cancer advocacy groups.
Each summer during the month of June in Manti, Utah, a cast of over 900 portray a saga known as the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
Inspired by the struggles and faith of a people that migrated to this wilderness to escape religious persecution, the pageant unfolds in the shadow of the majestic Manti LDS Temple.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
People come from all over the country and the world world to watch the pageant.
The Mormon Miracle Pageant is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
The pageant is so cool. It makes me feel good.
Discover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and explore the charm and beauty of the beautiful Sanpete Valley.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. Rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Tickets are not required. Go to mormonmiracle.org for information and follow the pageant on Facebook.
If you own anything stainless in your kitchen, you can't help but admire the beauty of it when it's clean. But if anyone at all lives in your house, then you're constantly cleaning the stainless. Spray a little or a lot on the refrigerator, over to the dishwasher. Don't forget the stove and oven. The amount of time you spend cleaning it makes it not worth having. And then when the kids raid the refrigerator, well, let's not even go there. And scratches, well, you definitely need Protect and Shine. Protect and Shine not only helps stainless steel appliances look their best, it prevents harmful bacteria buildup while promoting a germ-free environment. Just a one-time application can last you up to 5 years, and your cleaning time is cut by 90%. You really have to see how it works. Go online right now, protectandshine.com, and get the details. That's protect, the letter N, shine.com. Fall in love with stainless again. Protect and Shine.
This is really hard-hitting stuff, Ethan. You ready for this?
KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. A couple of ramp crashes for one, I-15, I-80. It's as you go from the I-15 onto the I-80 eastbound. There's a crash there. Also, I-80 at the Bangor Highway, the ramp to the Bangor from the I-80. There's an accident there slowing traffic down as well. Rain will continue today. High 63, rainy tomorrow as well. In downtown Salt Lake, 48 at 9:10. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care.
Hey, 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 hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
Ooh,
yeah.
Hey. The KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two of the Greenhouse, and nice to have you listening. Ton, you can look out the window and tell me, is it still raining there?
It's very cloudy out there, but it doesn't look like it's raining, and there might be some sprinkles I can't see, but it looks like it's slowed down.
Yeah. So going to be a little cooler, obviously, and lots of good precipitation coming our way today, which is a good day to do some planning, I think, instead of being out there if you can't be digging around, especially. And, Ton, you got a little taste of the clay soil that we have in our neck of the woods. If you can't be out there digging in it and you don't want to be in ours when it's raining and wet, I'll tell you that, because it follows you into the house. You can't get rid of it. It's a good day to do some planning, and we thought we'd do that today to talk about maybe people that haven't got a lot of experience with gardening. And there was a lot of questions raised that you sent me in an email that I think are great ones. And the first one is, why do you want to have a garden? What are the reasons? Because, you know, whether it's a hobby or whether it's really to bring produce into your kitchen might make a difference.
It does. And a lot of times I'll talk to folks and they say, well, I want to start a garden. And the first thing I ask is, well, do you know how big you want it? And what are you going to use the produce for? And they'll usually know, you know, I want a salsa garden, or I want to can lots of stuff, or I want fresh produce, but I don't really care other than that. And so the first thing to look at is what the garden is going to be used for and plan accordingly, because managing a garden for, you know, home food storage is much different than just putting in one or two tomatoes and maybe a few peppers and things to eat fresh. And so you really have to look at what your purposes are before you get started.
And you sent to me, and I know that Larry talked about this often, this recommended vegetable variety list from Utah State University. It really, in my mind, is the definitive list that gives you everything. It has Group A, Group B, Group C for hardy, semi-hardy, and tender plants and when to plant them. But it goes on to list, if you have a family of five, how many days to harvest, how many feet of row, how many seeds or plants you're going to need, how deep you plant them, what the rows need to look like, and how many inches between rows. And it gives you a good idea of the space that's going to be needed to plant a particular crop.
It does. That actually is a very useful fact sheet that Larry updated from a former USU horticulturist named Alvin Hampson, and it's a fantastic resource. And it looks like he's actually kept it fairly up to date, and there's some really good varieties on there that I have experience with. I've known people that have grown, and so it's a good resource to get started. And Kat actually has that hyperlinked on the KSL Greenhouse website.
Well, and I think people might be surprised at how much space they really need to put the veggies they want in the ground to really benefit an average-sized family.
Yes, and, you know, a lot of times I'll go out and I'll see that someone, unfortunately, may have not read the instructions or got a gardening book or something before they started, and I'll see, like, tomatoes planted every 6 inches because they're baby small in those pony packs. And a lot of times we just don't realize that that tomato, especially if it's not staked, will get 4 or 5 feet wide and it will overgrow everything else. And so it's really important to know the spacing and things, and this is a great free resource to get a lot of that information.
Well, I'm a good case study in this. You saw my backyard, and we have perennial flower beds in the backyard, but have never put in a garden area. And this year, the folks at Miller's said, you really need to try this garden box of ours. And it's brain dead to set it up, which I really needed because I'm not good with those kinds of things. You just connect the four dots, which is the four corners of this thing. It's a 4x4 space. You put it down, and you pour bags of the grow mix in there, and then put your plants in. So we did that with, I think, some early girl tomato plants and one sun sugar that you actually brought with you, which was fantastic. And the first question I asked is, how many of these can I actually put in a 4x4 space? And not many is the answer.
No, it is not, because if you put one tomato in the middle of that grow box, it would completely overtake the whole grow box. And so if you plant them on the edges, though, you could get two or three in there. But it really is good to know how big something will be when you start to harvest, because sometimes it's hard to put that, you know, two and two together to say, oh my gosh, this tomato really will get 3 or 4 feet wide.
Yeah. What about the watering practices? This is always one of the big questions. And is it possible or recommended to put plants that need similar watering patterns together in one area so that you can coordinate it that way?
Yes, you definitely can. Now, fortunately, most of the vegetables require very similar watering patterns. And if you were to go to USU's website and look up whatever vegetable it was, Dan Drost, who's the vegetable specialist up there, his recommendations are usually between 1 and 2 inches of water weekly, put down, you know, spaced apart so that the soil dries out a bit between irrigations. And so fortunately, that, as long as you're doing that, that's not going to be the hardest part. Now, the soils, if you have a clay soil, you'll probably water a little less often, and if a sandy soil, a little more often, and you've got to keep that in mind. But once those plants are established, about 1 to 2 inches of water weekly is what folks usually need.
So daily watering is certainly not needed.
No, it is not. Those plants like to dry out between irrigations, and they're used to a cycle of going from a little bit drier to a little bit wetter. And if you take into account, you know, these were once wild plants, and most of the time they did not get watered every day at 2 o'clock. And they're used to this normal cycle. They like to send their roots a little bit deeper, and they're naturally adjusted to having some drought in between their irrigation events, and it actually oftentimes makes healthier plants.
Yeah. And deciding what varieties of vegetables to grow, if you're doing it for produce in the house, obviously don't waste your time and space and watering practices on something your family's not going to eat. That's pretty basic.
Yeah, that is very basic. I remember growing up that we'd have a garden and, you know, my parents ate a lot of the vegetables and things. And this is, you're talking to a Twinkie guy here, but, you know, a lot of that stuff that my parents would grow, it was really hard to get the kids to eat. And I'm not saying don't introduce it, but also if your kids don't like eggplants and you're, no matter what you do, they're not going to eat them, it may not make sense to put 40 eggplants into your garden and have that go to waste.
Yeah. Maybe next hour we can get a little more specific with kinds of vegetables, you know, for folks that are just getting started, something they're going to have success with, I think, and get off to a good start. We'll tell everybody again about this variety list that is now linked to our website. If you go to KSL.com, click on radio, and then onto the greenhouse page. Kat has put that up there, but it really is, makes it so easy for you to know. If you've got a family of five, how many seeds, how many plants, how deep to plant them, the space needed, you know, in between plants. It really is fantastic. And when to get them in the ground is the other thing. So we'll take a quick break here, it sounds like, and we'll come back. We'll get to your phone calls. We appreciate your patience, and we'll talk more about those varieties and kinds of veggies next hour, starting our final hour of the greenhouse. So stay with us. More coming up next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hey, give me your lungs. Don't pretend like you didn't hear me. Your lungs, right now. Or I'll rearrange your face so you have to wear those glasses on your chin.
Give me your pancreas or you'll be sorry. I'll make you sorry. You better hand over your pancreas or else. You don't want me to get angry.
Hey, wise guy, give me your skin. Don't ask questions. I just want it, that's all. Hand it over or you'll be wearing my fist print on your face for a week.
Cancer is a bully. Don't give it what it wants. Fight back hard with Intermountain Healthcare's team method to treatment, which gives you a group of cancer experts who coordinate and optimize your treatment, meaning you can stand up against cancer.
Whoa, okay, keep your skin. I was just kidding. You know, me and you, we kid around all the time, right? Fine, I'm leaving. I'll leave now. Hey, we should have lunch sometime or something.
Intermountain Cancer Centers, healing for life.
Access RV has doubled the size of their lot, which means twice as many travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, and truck campers, all priced now at record low sale prices. Looking for a travel trailer? Buy a new Viking travel trailer for only $79.95 or a new Grey Wolf 28BH travel trailer with more than $4,000 in free options, now only $17,998. Looking for a truck camper? Access RV is one of the country's largest truck camper dealers, selling 8 of the 10 top truck camper brands, all on sale now at record low prices. Like a new Bronco pop-up truck camper for only $85.89, or a new Travel Light hardside truck camper only $89.98, or the Adventure 80GS four-season camper with slide-out and bath at only $15,989. Competitive financing is available from over 30 lenders. Plus, buy in May and have no payments until the end of summer OAC. Check out their full selection at 2240 South State in Salt Lake or online at accessrv.com.
on May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County.
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning. Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
As we get our first good looks at what winter has done to our lawns and gardens, there's no doubt they're screaming to be replenished. And that's where Greg and Mike from Replenish Landscape Garden Products come in.
The Replenish compost that we have is what's called a paunch manure compost. It's a dark, rich amendment to your soil. Works great also as a top dressing that gives your gardens a finished look, as well as adding nutrients and organic material into your soil.
And Mike, I know you've got a lot more than just compost.
Bark products. From shredded bark to bark nuggets, playground chip that is certified.
I know too, Greg, that you're pretty particular about what you do carry.
We have had suppliers bring material to us. They've started to offload it, and we said that's not the quality we want. That's not what we're going to provide for our customers.
Check them out online at replenishcompost.com. Or, Greg, how do they find you?
The address is 4660 South 200 West.
Buy in bulk, bag, or have it blown right into your garden. Call Replenish Landscape Garden Products today, 262-5142. It's good stuff. Do it today and tell Cam you heard it on KSL.
Call the KSL Greenhouse with your questions. We're at KSL Talk. That's 575-8255. And it's only on KSL News Radio.
All right, Tom, let's get to the phone lines here. Elaine's been very patient in Brigham City. Hopefully still there. You with us, Elaine? Are you there, Elaine? Yeah, all right, we're working through some technical difficulties in the studio, evidently. I see that Powell is on the line in Heber City. Ken in West Jordan, Dave in Willard, Judy and Evelyn. Now we've got Elaine. Hi, Elaine.
Hi. Hey, listen, first of all, good morning, and I love the rain. But I have a new home, and I had a sister-in-law give me some flowers that I planted along the roadway, and they've really spread. And I've had someone tell me that they're Creeping Charlie. So I've went in on the Internet, and I've looked up, and they don't look anything like Creeping Charlie to me. And what they look like is they're a yellow, kind of a shiny-leafed flower. They're about the size of a button. They go about 12 to 18 inches tall, and they spread by runners. The runners are not exactly round. They're a little bit squared, but not real squared, which is something like Creeping Charlie. The leaves that come out, they have four leaves from a central point. In other words, there's four leaves, and each leaf has got three divisions in it from this central point. And I would kind of like to know what a Creeping Charlie looks like. I can't find a picture of this. It had, the flowers are yellow. They're the largest wouldn't be as big as a dime. Very profuse. And in the middle of it, it has a tiny green spot of leaves too. And they're very compact, very, very compact flowers.
This can be a very difficult thing to figure out because I know of at least six different plants called Creeping Charlie. And so, with that description, it sounds like you may have either St. John's wort or one that we commonly actually call Creeping Jenny. And it's really hard to take a description over the radio and say, oh, yeah, this is what it is. But yellow flowering ground cover type plants, the two most common here in Utah are either Creeping Jenny or St. John's wort.
Okay, I'll look that up. Now, I did look up Creeping Jenny, but I didn't know about the St. John's wort. Okay, if this is this very invasive? Should I keep it from getting into my lawn? What? Okay, it's contained behind, up against a wall, which has a cement around all the way around it, which is a cement driveway, and I love it. It just has really done beautiful there, which is a very, very, very hot spot. It bakes everything there that dies, and this has not died, but it's growing fast.
The as long as you have cement surrounding it and the cement goes a good 6 inches to foot deep, it should not get out of control into the lawn. And if it did, you could knock it back with a lawn weed killer. And So I wish I could tell you better which one it was. Now, there is a USU Extension office in the courthouse, the old historic courthouse in downtown Brigham City. And if it doesn't turn out to be St. John's wort, bring a sample in to Mike Pace, who's the extension agent there.
Mike Pace. Okay.
And he can get you helped out. But I'm really wondering if you've got St. John's wort there.
I'm going to look it up on the internet. I just didn't know where. It, like I said, it's a brand new house that's been built right in the middle of an alfalfa field. And this was given to me, and I was told that it was called Bouncing Betty. I can't find that.
All these names. That's where the Latin name, a lot of times people don't like to hear those. But if you know the Latin name, I know exactly what you have because it doesn't change. And like I said, I know of 5 or 6 different plants called Creeping Charlie. And as to which one, it can be really hard because these common names are regional, or it might be something grandpa called it. And so those Latin names can sometimes become very important.
Okay, when I looked it up, it came the closest that I could see to Creeping Jenny. It did not look like Creeping Charlie because the leaves were not like them.
Okay.
And I looked up how the leaves were built and everything. But I appreciate and everything. So thank you and have a good day, huh?
You too.
Right. Thanks for the call. I kind of like Bouncing Betty better, but
that's pretty, huh?
Yeah, you just never know where those names might have come from. Elaine, thanks. Jeff, have we got a break here? I think we probably do for News on the Half Hour. If so, Evelyn, Judy, Dave, Ken, and Powell, we know you're there. Be patient. We'll try to get to your phone calls coming up on the other side of the news here. Just set the phone down, enjoy the conversation, and the update coming up next from Dan Jessup here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, weather, and, of course, Greenhouse Station.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a 4-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales, and a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Tired? Tired physically, tired mentally and emotionally? Aren't you just tired of feeling tired? Feeling like Superman or Wonder Woman would be nice, but most of us just want to get back to feeling normal. Not someone else's normal, but feeling your normal. Are you ready for a solution? If you're over 35, tired is probably tied to your aging body. It could be testosterone, thyroid, nutrition, hormone imbalance, activity, and a number of other things that simply change as you get older. Invigorate gets you back to being you. The you you want to be. Invigorate is a 3-step program that will bring balance and energy back into your life. Yes, there is a science to this. It's not about killing yourself at a gym, and it isn't just about changing a diet. Call now to speak with Invigorate at 801-987-9777. That's 801-987-9777. Get back to your normal with the help from Invigorate. 801-987-9777.
Good morning, 9:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Dan Jessup. KSL's top local story this hour, a possible terrorist living in Utah. The intentions of an Uzbekistan national accused of conspiring with an Islamic extremist group and how he came to be in Utah and Idaho remain unclear. Fazlidin Kurbanov made his first court appearance Friday and pleaded not guilty in U.S. District Court to three terrorism-related charges. Federal authorities say he had parts to make a bomb, including a hollow hand grenade, hobby fuse, aluminum powder, potassium nitrate, and sulfur. Investigators want to figure out what he knew, why him, and what he was doing in Utah and Idaho. Utah Republicans will consider revamping the party's caucus and convention system to nominate party candidates in an effort to increase voter participation. Outgoing Chair Thomas Wright is in favor of change.
The moderate Republicans that have concerns, the people that are concerned about them trying to force these changes on us, they're good Republicans, and I trust them to come and make a good decision based on facts.
The party will also select a new state party leader at their annual organizing convention today at Southdown Center. The recent activity surrounding a woman's disappearance has sparked media attention, including an article in People magazine claiming Josh Powell's brother, Michael, who committed suicide 3 months ago, may have aided in the disposal of Susan Powell's body.
I think we should wait for the police to give us more information on that.
That's Susan Powell's father, Chuck Cox. He says this week's search for her body near Salem, Oregon, was not futile. He said police found bones in the area, probably from animals. Now, Monday, West Valley Police may release all documents associated with the case. A Holiday man charged in the death of a jogger who was hit by his van and killed. Ashton Lee Godfrey was charged with automobile homicide, driving under the influence and causing the jogger's death. Godfrey admits he was driving the van that struck and killed jogger Larry Madison. Coming up on KSL News Radio, it's a rainy weekend. Check your forecast coming up. KSL News Time, 9:33.
Utah's Afternoon News with Scott and Maria.
The vehicle continued north on I-15. He called out pursuit.
3 till 7 on KSL News Radio.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How would I find the time?
I figured I'd get around to it someday.
Besides, it's probably too expensive.
Too difficult.
Too complicated.
Then one day I sat down at the piano.
The drums.
The keyboard.
Guitar.
Bass.
Ukulele.
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Tried a clarinet.
A sax.
And I learned a few simple notes.
Simple chords.
Few simple rhythms.
Before I knew it,
I could actually play a song.
A pretty simple one, but I did it. Me. I couldn't believe it.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Why wait?
Just play.
This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
I am dreading getting the sprinklers going this year.
Whatever. Once it gets past 60 degrees, that's the only way my kids bathe.
7 till 10 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller dealerships. Couple of accidents. I-15 at I-80. It's on the ramp. Crash I-15 to I-80 eastbound. The left lane is closed there. Also on the I-80 ramp to the Bangor Highway southbound. So a couple of accidents causing slowdowns as you try to get on and off the freeway this morning. Rain this morning, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 63, 48 tonight, showers into tomorrow. Our next Warming Day will be Tuesday. Use Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit Oakdale.com. Downtown Salt Lake City at Triad Center, it's 51 degrees at 9:37. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio.
Get help with annuals, container planting, and the greenest grass on the block. The KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Greenhouse. Let's make the best use of our time for this second hour by getting right to the phones. Powell, Ken, Dave, Judy, be patient. We're coming your way, but we'll start with Evelyn, who's on the line in Bluffdale. And Evelyn, you're on with Tom Bettis. Go ahead.
Thank you. I have necrotic ring spot in my lawn, and my question is, how often can I treat it, and what time of the year is the best time to do that?
The best time to treat is in the spring before you actually see a lot of symptoms. The hotter it gets, the more difficult it becomes to treat because it gets more and more, the roots of the plants get more and more infested. And so the sooner the better if you're going to put a fungicide down, because it is a little bit easier to control with a fungicide in the spring than it is in the summer or fall. Now, as far as the necrotic ring spot is concerned, some other things you can do is to use a slow-release fertilizer, preferably one containing sulfur-coated urea. And now that, you know, sounds really technical and stuff, but if you were to go into IFA or Steve Regan or any of the other local garden centers and tell them, I need a fertilizer with sulfur-coated urea, they could find one for you. They're very common. The sulfur on there sometimes can suppress the disease.
All right.
And then make sure that you mow at about probably closer to 3 inches, because the taller turf is a little bit better able to tolerate the disease. And then instead of, you know, USU's usual recommendation is to water, you know, once weekly or twice weekly, but maybe ramp up your irrigation to 3 times weekly for this year for a shorter period of time, because the grass seems to do a little bit better if it has more consistent water available in the soil instead of that cycle of dry to wet.
I see. So it's best just to do it once in the spring. Well, I did put a treatment on it early this spring, but I wondered if you could do it more than once a year.
You can do it more than once a year. I would use a completely different fungicide if you're going to, so you don't develop resistance in the microorganisms that are causing the disease.
All right. So how often could I do it?
Well, theoretically, if you could keep finding new fungicides, you could keep reapplying, you know, weekly or biweekly. Oh. But the question is it going to be effective?
Right.
And instead of spending all the money on the fungicides, use those management techniques. But sometimes professionals will have access to fungicides that might be too expensive, or we may not have available. And every once in a while, a professional grade fungicide may be more effective than what's available off the shelf to consumers.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You are welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.
Evelyn, thank you. And the way you stepped right up to the plate and said, my name is Evelyn, and I'm suffering from necrotic ring spot, is the first step into getting some help.
The necrotic ring spots anonymous section of our program.
It's kind of like stepping into an AA meeting. My name is Evelyn, and I suffer from necrotic ring spot. Just being able to identify it and know that you've got the problem, I think, is a big, big step. All right, Judy in Orem, you're next. Welcome.
There it is. I have two quick questions. One, I have something eating my marigold plants that I recently planted. And they don't seem to be eating anything else. And I don't know if it's earwigs or those roly-poly potato bugs and what to do for it. And I like natural best. And then the other question is about carrots coming up. I remember something about they're delicate and it's hard for them to push through a crust, and you either sprinkle grass or peat moss or something. So to help them. Can you please answer those?
Sure. On the marigolds, there are a few different things that can eat new marigolds. Cutworms are very common. If they're being defoliated, it could be something along the lines of earwigs. One thing that you can do that's natural that will knock out a lot of those pests is to put a product called diatomaceous earth around the base of the plants. Now, every time you irrigate, you're going to have to refresh it. But if you can create a ring around the plants with that diatomaceous earth, whatever crawls through it, it's just as if they're crawling through glass shards, and it gets in their leg joints, or if they're soft-bodied insects, it'll cut them up. So natural, that's one thing you could try, especially if you don't see what's feeding on them, because they could be coming out at night. You could also try a product called neem oil that is a repellent that sometimes will ward off many insects. You can smell it. It smells like a really strong garlic sometimes, but that would be something else you could try that's a little more natural.
Okay. What's a cutworm? Is it like a...
It's a little insect that will later turn into a moth, but it's a caterpillar that comes out at night.
Oh, okay.
And what it usually does is it'll cut off a stem, the main stem, and the marigold will just be gone, or it will be fallen over, or sometimes they can get on branches and cut entire branches off.
Okay.
Now, on the soil, if you keep the soil moist, that should prevent it from crusting over. A trick my father uses on carrots is that he'll plant them and then cover the row with a 2x12. And he'll lift it up every morning, and when he starts to see some of the little carrots to pop up, he'll take the board off. But those carrot seeds are so small, and they have to be so close to the surface, it can be very difficult to keep the soil constantly moist to have them germinate. And that's one trick he uses that he's had success with.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Bye.
All right, Judy, thanks. That'll clear a line in Utah County, 470-5751. Dave is on the line in Willard next up. Hi, Dave.
Dave, what are you doing? We're going to Ken, buddy.
All right, let's go to Ken then. Ken in West Jordan. Welcome into the greenhouse. Hi.
Good morning. Hey, we are growing wheatgrass in our basement for health reasons in little plastic trays. But we're getting mold down near the roots. And wondering how to mitigate that, stop it altogether, if that's possible.
Well, if you're going to be, I'm assuming you're making the wheatgrass juice.
Yes,
Okay. If you get that, you're going to have to use management techniques and not a fungicide, because most of the things you would put on there to knock out those the funguses would also make it so you couldn't consume the wheatgrass juice. So you're probably going to want to start over with fresh soil, get the trays that you have, clean them out, sterilize them with really hot water or bleach, and then get new soil in there and keep that wheatgrass growing under very bright fluorescent lights. Use cool white fluorescent bulbs within about 6 inches of the tops of the plants.
Okay.
And then on your soil, make sure and get something sharply drained that when you water in those trays that the water does drain out. But over time, the wheatgrass will regenerate 4 or 5 times before you have to reseed it. But the soils do get a buildup of diseases, and that you just hit a point that you have to start over.
Okay. What about air movement?
Circulation, just some slight air movement would be fantastic to keep some of those fungal organisms at bay. So just a little bit of air circulation and bright light, and then warmer temperatures. Don't keep the temperature at 55 or 60 degrees. Try to keep it above 70, and that also can knock out a lot of those rot diseases.
Yeah, like I said, it's down in the basement, but we do keep it about 70.
Okay.
So. All right, good to know. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Ken, thanks for the call. Let's break here, Jeff, and then we'll come back. I know Kathy's on the line in Provo. Bob was in Ogden. We had a couple of others. We'll screen those calls, get you ready for your questions, and Tom will be ready, as always, on this side of the radio, and we'll be able to answer your questions today on the KSL Greenhouse. Don't forget, also, coming up after the top of the hour, we'll continue our conversation about those of you that maybe are getting into gardening for the first time and answering some questions about how you get started and which plants are going to give you the best chances for success in your first year out. That's next on the KSL Greenhouse here at 102.7 FM at 1160 AM. I'm back with Greg.
7 years ago, I had a knee replacement at another hospital. I felt like it took a long time to recover, and I wasn't as stable as I wanted to be. So when it came time for me to get a knee replacement a year ago, I decided to listen to my friends and try Jordan Valley Medical Center. I felt very good about the surgery, and it was very easy, very simple for me. It made my balance better, and my recovery was much quicker. And my knee is more stable. I was back to work in 6 weeks. I was chipping and putting in 3 months and full out golfing in 4. And I felt really good. At 6 months, I was 100%. It was an amazing surgery. I love Jordan Valley Medical Center.
Jordan Valley Medical Center, my orthopedic care, my healthy future. For more information or to schedule an appointment with one of our orthopedic experts, call 866-431-WELL. That's 866-431-WELL. Or go to myorthohealth.com. That's myorthohealth.com.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
At AAA Utah, we want homeowners to make sure they'll have the money they need to move forward. That's why we offer our extended home replacement coverage. In fact, our extended home replacement coverage offers up to 150% of your dwelling coverage limit. So in the case of a covered loss, you'll have an extra 50% to help you rebuild your home. And that's just the beginning. We invite you to get a quick quote on home and auto insurance from AAA Utah today. Just for calling and getting a quote, you'll receive a free $10 gas card. To find a branch near you, call 801-901-3153. That's 801-901-3153. Or visit AAA.com/Utah. Offer ends 5/30/2013 or while supplies last. Additional premium applies. One gift per household. Insurance and gift card provided by AAA Northern California, Nevada, and Utah Insurance Exchange. Please refer to your policy for full terms, conditions, and exclusions. Restrictions apply. Speak with a AAA agent for full details.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com to win great prizes like tickets to the Mummies of the World exhibit, now at the Leonardo, or win a one-year license from HiringThing.com. Plus, visit KSLNewsRadio.com to find out about upcoming KSL events like the Great Strides Walk, benefiting the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, Saturday, May 18th at Energy Solutions Arena, or the KSL Family Book Festival on Saturday, June 15th. Find it all at KSLNewsRadio.com.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Dial now to get the help you need with your plants inside and out. Call KSL Talk. That's 575-8255 to get KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. Nice to have you listening to the KSL Greenhouse. And those of you on the line, thanks for participating this week. Powell has been waiting in Heber City. How you doing up there, Powell? Maybe Powell hasn't been waiting. Maybe Powell gave up on us.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you're there. All right. How are things in Heber?
Oh, you know, wet right now.
Well, as long as it's wet and not white. I was afraid maybe it was cold enough you'd get a little skiff of snow. But tell us what's going on.
Well, I just actually have a couple of just brief questions for you. We planted a bunch of trees and shrubs about 3 weeks ago. And about two nights after we got everything in the ground, I noticed that my water, my chicken coop was frozen solid. So, you know, we had a pretty hard freeze, and now all the leaves are turning kind of black and they're shriveling up. And you know, I just want to, I guess, hear from you guys. Is there anything I can do to help these shrubs out, or are they going to be okay, you think?
Well, so the shrubs got exposed to frost. And it right. knocked the leaves off. Okay. The shrubs will have what are called secondary buds, and it sometimes will take a month or so, but as long as they were healthy and, you know, growing well, they will generate new growth. They prepare for that eventuality that they're going to get hit by frost sometimes.
Well, now these were newly planted. Is that going to make a difference?
They should relief as long as they have enough energy in those roots. And so I would give them a good, you know, 2 to 4 weeks and watch them and go from there, because they can generate new leaves.
Okay, great. The other question I had really quickly, I've got a lawn that's about 3 years old. We planted it from seed, and I'm trying to train it now to accept less water. I think I've been watering it too much. Any tips on how to coax, you know, a lawn that's used to getting water whenever it wants, into a little more drought tolerant?
Weaning a spoiled lawn. What you can do right now is mow higher, because the root length is actually proportional to the top length. And so you want a good 3 inches of growth on the top. And then those roots will go deeper, and they can use the what water is in the soil much more efficiently.
Withhold the water until you see some stress in the grass.
And so what I never run a sprinkler clock, even, you know, my home up in Hiram, I've watered mainly by hose. But what I do to know when to water is I will watch my lawn. And when I start to see just a few yellow patches, when I walk on the green grass and I can leave footprints behind, because the grass doesn't spring back, that actually is an indication that the grass is a little bit wilty, and I will hit the lawn then. Larry Sagers used to recommend sticking a screwdriver in the grass. If it's hard to go in because the soil's dry, then go ahead and water. Those are some different things you can do. Water on an as-need basis, and then make sure that water penetrates 6 inches to a foot deep. And then the next time, so you should be able to get it down to 1 to 2 times a week, depending on your soil, but it may take 3 or 4 months this year to get the grass to that point.
I see. Okay. You know, and as far as getting it deep, you know, it seems like when I water it, you know, even for like an hour, you know, per zone, I get a lot of runoff. You know, would you recommend, you know, hitting a zone for 5 or 10 minutes and running, you know, multiple zones like that?
Yes. And so your sprinkler clock will have a program, like a program A, B, and C on it.
Right.
And so program A, I would go ahead and run the sprinklers for 15 or 20 minutes at a time, give it a couple hours, and run program B again so you don't get that runoff. It sounds like that you might have a little bit of a clay soil or compacted soil. And so to get that water in a little bit more deeply, give it a couple hours to soak in and then hit it again.
Great.
And it might be that if you do have clay soil, that watering once a week is sufficient, because clay soil retains more water longer than what a sand or a silt will do.
Okay, so then once I do get the water penetrated, then I don't need to do it as often because of the clay.
No. And just stick that screwdriver into the soil, and when it becomes a little more difficult to stick it in, that will indicate that it's time to water again.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate
you are welcome.
All right, Powell, thanks. Let's get Kathy real quick, see if we can take care of her. I think we've got about a minute here. Kathy, go ahead in Provo. Are you there, Kathy? Good time to remind everybody, turn your radio down. You will hear a delay from what you hear on the phone to what you hear on the radio, and then there'll be some confusion there. But turn your radio down when we get you on the air, and we'll take our break. Bob in Ogden, Kathy, we'll catch you first on the other side. Matter of fact, we'll grab you right out of the news at the top of the hour. Mark's in Salt Lake City and a couple of other calls holding. We'll get to you coming up in our final hour of the KSL Greenhouse for another week here on KSL News Radio.
So I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets. Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So, I made a call to HUD to confirm that, indeed, landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now, we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Hey, honey, what you working on?
Ugh, my algebra.
Angie, this isn't your handwriting.
Mom, everyone does it. It's called sharing.
Isn't that just another word for cheating?
Mom, Dad, if you love us, you'll ask us the important questions. Because if you don't, who will?
I just don't get this.
Okay, let's take a look.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at mormon.org.
Oh, I can't believe my baby is going on a date.
Mom, I'm 16.
Remember what we said about boys and dating and stuff?
Yeah, I remember.
Could you repeat it back to me?
Mom, Dad, if you love us, you'll ask us the important questions. Because if you don't, who will?
Just the highlights will be fine.
Dad, okay, be home at 10.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at mormon.org.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Are your credit cards maxed out? Not paying some bills so you can take care of others? Or are you behind on the rent or utility bills? There is no better time than now to get your finances in order. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling, a nonprofit organization, offers a number of steps you can take to get yourself on the way to living debt-free. Track your spending for 1 month and record all your expenses, what kind and how much you spent. Use that to figure out where you can trim the fat. Look for low-cost alternatives to reduce expenses. Pack your lunch instead of buying it. Go to the library instead of the bookstore. When your credit card bills arrive, pay more and pay extra, exceeding the minimum payment. For more tips on how to recover from debt or get help in developing a budget, contact the NFCC to reach a certified counselor at 1-800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. That's 1-800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. A public service message from the NFCC.
.com.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News.